The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good morning and welcome to today's program, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Internet Radio. Well, Job, in chapter 9, stated that in the time before Christ returns, the world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. The whole world will be placed in the hands of the wicked. And I don't know if you have heard what's going to happen with the children in the Gaza Strip, but I'll tell you, the wicked, war, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, solar storms, forest fires. The vaccinations must go on. Vaccination of gazelle youngsters against polio. According to a recent news report, a large-scale polio vaccination campaign has been launched in Gaza to inoculate over 64,000 children under the age of 10 against type 2 polio virus. The campaign, led by the United Nations and Palestinian health authorities, aims to prevent an outbreak of polio in the war-ravaged territory. Progress and targets. As of September 2024, the campaign has already reached 189,000 children in the first phase, with 161,000 children under 10 to be vaccinated in central Gaza alone. Target is to vaccinate 640,000 children across Gaza, with plans to extend the campaign to harder-hit areas in the north and south. The vaccination effort relies on daily 8-hour pauses in fighting between Israel and Hamas to facilitate access to health facilities. So, you cannot have a ceasefire. The Hamas terrorists don't want it. Israel won't negotiate, cause a ceasefire, but the World Health Organization, they have the power to tell Israel and Hamas, okay, take a break, 8 hours, let us vaccinate some of these children, then resume after the 8-hour period is over. This is what Job said. The world will be turned over into the hands of the WHO. The wicked. However, the volatile situation in Gaza has made it challenging to ensure all children are reached. The World Health Organization, who has expressed concern about disease outbreaks due to uncollected garbage, destroyed infrastructure, and widespread hunger. Well, in that case, they should be vaccinating for not only polio, but every other disease. We don't want to give them any, we don't want to open any doors for them or give them any new ideas. September 1st, 2024, the polio vaccination campaign began in central Gaza with plans to extend to northern and southern areas. September 4th, yesterday, the campaign surpassed its initial targets, reaching 189,000 children in the first phase. So what bombs, bullets, starvation, diseases, if these things won't get them, I'm pretty sure the polio vaccination from what was done in the experiments in Africa had the AIDS virus in the polio vaccination or in the polio vaccine. So what bombs and bullets and hunger won't do, well, of the 640,000 children, we'd like to keep the, see what happens, the statistics, and look at a year from now and see what happens to these children. So, Israel is committing genocide, right? Israel's committing genocide? No. Not Israel. The genocide is directed at Israel from the terrorists, and also the genocide is directed at those who are being inoculated. The United Nations and WHO are working to ensure the success of the campaign. The UN has expressed for a ceasefire to facilitate the vaccination effort, while the WHO has emphasized the need to a permanent ceasefire to prevent further outbreaks and ensure the long-term health and well-being of Gazan children. And we'll read a little bit more when we get back from the break. The present truth is Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And then I have an article out of the BBC. But Job did say, the world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. And then Job later says that when Christ returns, that God is going to take hold of the horizons and he is going to shake evil out of the world. He is going to shake wickedness out of the world. Christ is coming in this decade. Well, not this decade. He'll come in the next decade to shake evil out of the earth. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit PumpkinCreekRanchCo.com. Use promo code NaturallyInspired for our special offer.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show, Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360KHNC.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm tired of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor,
all right, so out of the BBC, the WHO announced this, I'll start at the beginning, the Gaza polio vaccine rollouts start well, according to the UN. The first day of the campaign to vaccinate 640,000 children has been successful. Rollout relies on a series of localized pauses in fighting between Israel and the Hamas fighters. A three-day window which began on Sunday. It's going well. The turnout is really good. Salim Owais, a spokesman for the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, told BBC, to be effective, the WHO, says at least 90% of the children under 10 must be immunized in a short frame. There have been the first confirmed cases of polio in 25 years. Today, the WHO announced the agreement with Israel for a limited pause in fighting to allow vaccination to take place. 1.3 million doses of vaccine were brought through the Kerem Shalom checkpoint by UNICEF. For those that have been actively watching, informed about the vaccinations in 2020, 2021, the effects on people, heart attacks, strokes. There was one lady, it was really sad. She had a vaccination. Within 1 week, both of her hands turned black because the blood flow to the hands wasn't adequate enough, and the hands became gangrened. For those that are paying attention to the plans of the wicked, what the wicked are doing, and the people that are involved in creating what is in the vaccinations, distributing and involved in the healthcare that are doing the vaccinating, the doctors, the whole group, would you call them friends of mankind? Would you call them what Christ said, love your neighbor as you would love yourself? Or are they part of the evil of the day, of the time that we're in? On Sunday, the Palestinians were able to take their children to three health centers in central Gaza. 2,000 children vaccinated in one clinic alone. Among the parents who rushed their children to receive doses was Gadhir Haji, mother of five. She says, they absolutely have to be vaccinated. We received text messages from the Ministry of Health, and we showed up right away. So with each humanitarian pause, which is from 6 a.m. to, well, from 6 a.m. till 1500 to be what, 3 in the afternoon? The vaccinations would take place. There'd be an extra day added if needed. There's no sense in me reading more. I think you get the idea. Now, I'm going to go back a little. The world presently is not looking forward to the return of Jesus Christ. The world doesn't want Christ to return. Most Christian people don't want Christ to return, at least not in this lifetime. And you're in this decade, Christ will not return in this decade, in the 20s. Christ will return in the next decade, early in the first quarter of the next decade, 2032, in about the fall. So, from this point to the time of 2032 in the fall, the wicked are going to have already begun to carry out their plans to destroy or to kill, cull, vanish as many people in the world as we know it as possible. Roughly now, 8 billion people. Their attempt is to reduce the population internationally to about 500 million. They're not going to do it. Well, I'll rephrase that. They will come close to doing that, close to reducing the population. They will at least remove maybe 3 billion conservatively in the next 8 years. 3 billion. And the quickest way to do it is disease. Another way is starvation. The third way, war. Presently, the world wants to keep Christ at a distance. They're stiff-arming God. They want to be left alone. Mankind wants to be left alone. But in about 2-3 years, mankind, because of the injustice, men and women, the nations of the world, will want justice. And they're going to have to wait. until about 2032 for complete total vindication and justice in the late summer, early fall. But between then, coming back to where we are presently, God has, or Christ has revealed to the world that he is going to be involved with the punishment of the wicked even before they are punished in the final judgment. God makes it clear that the wicked, these people who destroy their fellow man, like in the principle of Cain and Abel, that do not want to be their brother's keeper, that will create any kind of weapon to destroy mankind, races, nations, cultures, and the planet, the environment, the oceans, the forests. John documented what God is going to do to the wicked that hate him. In the book of Revelation, the judgments aren't for the good people of the world, the righteous, the good, the humble. The judgments aren't for them. They're going to suffer. We're going to suffer. But the plagues that are coming, the bowls, the judgments, the seven seals, are what the God's way to punish, to begin the punishment of those who hate mankind, their fellow man. Christ has revealed to John what he is going to do, because the laws of man, the constitution of this country, will not only not protect the people of this country, but the constitution which was written to protect the people of this nation and to protect the nations of the world from the wicked in this nation, that document is going to be void, null, powerless. So God's going to have to intervene through the judgments, the seven seal judgments on the wicked. The judgments are aimed at the wicked, the God haters, those who resist good, who can only do evil, who wake up daily to commit murder, rape, to pillage, to plunder, abuse children, sacrifice children, those who continue to plan for new ways in warfare to kill more people. Ukraine, what's happening in Ukraine is the wicked people using the battle and using the war to sacrifice people to Satan. It's a sacrifice. The slaughter of the people in the world to come, the next 3 billion people, the devil worshippers must sacrifice people. It's throughout the scripture, throughout the Bible, New Testament, Old Testament. Lucifer is employing billions of people. Billions of people for his kingdom. And that kingdom is a kingdom of not only darkness, but death. And God is warning the world that there's only one Savior. There's only one hope. And he, Christ, is that individual. And in the hardship to come, he is the answer to your problems. you're still going to suffer. But it's better to suffer with Christ than without him. You're going to suffer. We are all. The world is going to suffer. We're going to desire justice. And we're going to have to wait, because God is going to allow the tree, the trees, a good tree brings forth good fruit. An evil tree brings forth evil fruit. God must let the tree of evil bring forth its fruit so that the world can see there is a devil. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast, 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. Eyesight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
People will believe that there's a God because as the wicked began to take over the world and to become more wicked. The judgments, the seals of judgment will begin. And as they become more wicked, we'll go to seal number two. They'll become more evil, we'll go to seal number three. As they get more evil, as they carry out their wicked plans, God increases the judgments on the world and upon them. So they don't necessarily, we think, well, they're going to get away with murder. No, they're not. As they murder, they will be punished. It will be open. Open punishment. God is going to, like it says in Deuteronomy chapter 32, Moses, they were leaving, getting ready. The children of Israel were going to leave Egypt. Moses gave them one final address. And he basically said that God, they were going to go into, back to their land, and there in their land, they were going to make their God known to the world. The nations around Egypt, when Egypt was destroyed, the armies were destroyed in the Red Sea, the nations realized that Israel, as a people, did have a God that was real, a God that needed to be feared, a God that you couldn't approach. Well, Moses said, ascribe greatness to our God. Make his name great. Make him known. And this is exactly where the world is today. As the darkness comes upon the world, God is going to reveal who he is through his power to the nations internationally, in view of the whole world to see through media. Media is not going to go away. The mainstream media is going to attempt to silence to silence the truth movement, basically. You may silence the truth movement, the alternative media, but the world cannot, will not silence God being made known to the nations of the world. God will make his name known. His power will be displayed. His word, the Bible, everything that is written, not one jot, not one tittle, will be, every jot and every tittle, will, everything will take place. Nothing will be changed. God is going to make his name known. God is going to reveal to the world he exists. The wicked are going to attempt to bring a blackout of the knowledge of God to the world, especially in the United States of America. It won't happen. The more night comes, the more the light shines. God, Moses told the children of Israel, when you go into your new land, you're going to make my name, you're going to make the name of God great. You're going to ascribe greatness to him. You're going to publish who he is as God. And the nations will know. They won't like it. When they fight you, Israel, they fight me. And Christ says the same thing to the Apostle Paul. When Paul is persecuting the Christians, the day that Paul was converted, God spoke to Paul from the heavens. Why are you persecuting me, Paul? When you persecute the Christians, you persecute me. And this is exactly what is going to happen. We who are believers, our number one duty is to ascribe greatness to our God, to reveal to those in our world that he exists, that he is all-powerful, he is a judge who will judge justly, and he will judge the wicked perfectly, and the judgments will be righteous. The world is getting darker. The children of the world, the children of the devil, they want to live like pagans. We just had the Burning Man last week. And what did God do at the Burning Man? Last year, there was heavy rains at the Burning Man in Nevada, northern Nevada, and they were stuck in the mud. They couldn't move. They were stuck. They had to send in outside assistance from government agencies. They couldn't get out of it. It was a lake. They couldn't move. What did God do this year to punish them? They go to Burning Man to ascribe greatness to the devil, to do drugs, to open the mind for more demons to come in. These people don't have enough demons. They need more. This is what the hallucinogenic drugs, all these drugs do. They open the mind so demons can come in. So you have 100, so you have 10 demons. That's not enough. We need more. We want 10 more. And the demons will come. Then you have this interior, what was his name? Not thinking of Lazarus. But you have the man that had 100 demons in him, Legion. And they knew, they feared, they knew God existed. The demons knew. And Christ made the man whole, brought him back to his right mind. And so what does God do this year at Burning Man? A dust storm. A dust storm. They were blind, groping. They couldn't see the vehicles ahead of them. They had to stop. They couldn't get out. 8 hours, 4 to 8 hours in some areas. The wind was so, or the dust was so thick, they couldn't go anywhere. You think this was just nature? This wasn't nature. This is God. He decided to just breathe heavily that day, just kind of a little blow, a little puff. And they're stuck, not in the mud. They're blind. They can't go anywhere. They don't know how to get out. They don't know which way the road is. They don't know which way is north without a compass. You can't mock God. You can't. And the wicked are getting more powerful. The wicked are about to come to power in the United States of America. Kamala Harris is not wicked enough. I'm telling you, she's wicked, she's evil, she's a socialist, we know what she is. She is not that evil compared to what's coming. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit WarriorsRevolution.com. That's WarriorsRevolution.com.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a...
So the Burning Man, they're blinded, the dust. They had to wear masks. They couldn't breathe. I wonder what God is going to do at Burning Man next year. Last year was floods. This year it's dust. I wonder what's going to happen next year. Is it going to be hail? Could you imagine 2 hours of hail? Maybe ping pong size hail? Let's give them a little break. We don't want baseballs. How is God going to judge the wicked next year? Paganism, God hatred, devil worship, Satanists, some of the young girls half naked, witches there to cast spells. Well, we're going to see. We'll see what happens. As the world gets more evil, the world is bringing in the sealed judgments. And all the judgments in Revelation, God is bringing these judgments on the rulers of the nations, the kings, the leaders of the nations, upon their administrations. When the children of these people commit suicide, you never hear about it. There was a thought that I had. I'm trying to remember what it was. I have like 10 million thoughts, so I have to scan them real quick to remember what I was going to say. Oh, I remember. You know, Kamala Harris and her pick for vice president. I'm going to tell you, they are not evil enough. They're evil, but they're not evil enough. Sounds funny. Even when I phrase it that way, I have to think, do I know what I'm talking about? I do. I absolutely do know what I'm talking about. What's coming is more evil than you can imagine. It's not going to be Kamala. Donald Trump cannot return to power. He's not evil enough. Job said that God is going to turn the world over into the hands of the wicked. Not the good, not the kind. Whether you think Donald Trump is good, kind, evil, I guarantee you, when what is coming comes, for all of you Trump haters that don't see who he is, from a biblical point of view, you are going to wish you could go back to Trump years. Kamala Harris is not going to be president. She's not evil enough. She's not wicked enough. The people around her are just not as evil as the people that are going to replace her, that are going to come to power in this country. Judgments are coming on this country. They've already begun. As the country becomes evil, the judgments begin. Like what? Like immigration. Like armies coming in to invade from outside countries. You can't bring the armies on ship or in the air. You bring them on ground, and they're one person at a time. One person. Just a little child. If they don't kill the person, if they don't kill the child and disappear that child, the money that's going to be needed just to take care of that individual, compound that by a million, compound that by 30 million. That's the real estimate. The real estimate, the real number of people that have come into this country illegally, about 30 million. The ship is listing hard to the right or to the left, and the left is going to take the ship down. But as it does, the punishments of God are going to become more evident. The people of this country, the socialist, fascist, communist, they want their man. They want to have a king to rule over them. Just like in the book of Samuel, the children of Israel, they demanded a king, like the king of the nations, to rule over them. And God told Samuel, okay, we'll give him the king. His name will be Saul. And he's going to be very difficult for the children of Israel during the time he's in power. The people of this nation don't want a good man. They don't want a righteous man. They don't want God's pick. Well, I won't say that. God's plan. They want these people. They want the wicked people of this country want a wicked man to rule over them. They're going to get it. It's not going to be Kamala. She's not evil enough. These rulers are in the occult, devil worshipers. They might as well roll up their sleeve because they're going to be taking the mark of the beast before long. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale starts Thursday, August 22nd. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix or match a second tree for 50 cents. That's two trees for $170. The 50-cent tree sale. Come
you
see.
Take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Podcasts for the Present Truth program are on 1360khnc.com and through the week, 6 to 7 for the first hour of each day's program on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. And then weekdays, 11 to 1 for the Present Truth program. On AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. On AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. So, I just have the best way to phrase it is we know, and I am aware of how evil the Biden administration was. It's just not evil enough. The children of the devil, they're not happy with Biden. They were forced to, you might say, take Biden. They weren't happy with him, but he did do the did help the occult world in America to keep Trump out. Trump is the big enemy because he's a Christian, he's a believer, he's a civil servant. He's not a high priest. He is a not a savior of any kind. Now, this word savior, public civil servants, they're not saviors, but they are people that God has ordained to be put into positions to protect societies. He's a protector. He's not a savior. And too many. Sites criticize him for or present him as a savior, as a Christ figure. No, he's a protector. He's not a savior. God puts men in city councils, governors of states, mayors of cities, presidents of countries, prime ministers. They are civil servants. They are those who are given the power to protect the nation from evil. If they're good, if they carry out their responsibilities in a proper way, Trump is not a savior. Get this out of your minds. He's someone is placed, ordained by God to protect the society, to help the society be a safe society. He's not a savior. The Present Truth. I'll be back for hour two. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.